Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
President Joe Biden has directed the U.S. military to lead a mission establishing a temporary pier on the coast of Gaza to bring much-needed assistance to Palestinians as the war between Israel and Hamas continues. The United States is coordinating efforts to open and run the maritime corridor with colleagues from the United Kingdom, the UAE, Qatar, the European Union, the United Nations, and Israel, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
When established, this corridor will enable the distribution of up to 2 million meals every single day, as well as medicine, water, and other critical humanitarian supplies. Germany, Greece, Italy, the Netherlands, Canada are also supporting this effort.
Secretary Blinken said the maritime corridor is part of our all-of-the-above strategy to make sure that we're doing everything possible by every means possible to surge support to those who need it, by land, by sea, by air. Right now, Secretary Blinken said, humanitarian assistance through Rafah and Kerem Shalom are returning to levels that were in place some weeks ago, about 200 trucks a day. In addition, the first aid shipments have gotten to North Gaza through a new crossing at the 96th gate, and flour has been released from Ashdod port. Positive movement, Secretary Blinken declared, but still insufficient.
Israel still needs to open as many access points as possible and keep them open to make sure that things are flowing in a sustainable way. We need to see flooding the zone when it comes to humanitarian assistance for Gaza.
Secretary Blinken insisted, however, that the most effective way to really get that done is with a ceasefire. The United States continues to work intensely with Israel, with Qatar, with Egypt on a ceasefire proposal. The question is, does Hamas want to end the suffering that it's provoked? He asked. Ensuring the supply of humanitarian assistance, doing everything possible to protect civilians, has to be a priority, declared Secretary Blinken. We look to the government of Israel to make sure that this is a priority. That has to be job number one, even as they do what is necessary to defend the country and to deal with the threat posed by Hamas.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.